Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The big news of the day was something none of us saw coming. This is from 93.7, The Fan up in Pittsburgh. This is John Clayton talking about Le'Veon Bell.
Is there a chance they would trade him before the season started? Any chance?
If a team is interested, yeah. I could see it. I don't know what team right now is looking for a running back, but I think that Adam would do that in a second.
Excuse me. What? Let's listen to this one more time. Again, this is John Clayton, a well-respected NFL insider, talking in Pittsburgh about the New York Jets, who just signed Le'Veon Bell to a $40 million contract. You're telling me, okay, Le'Veon Bell has not played a game for the Jets yet. You're telling me that the new GM, Adam Gase, so when he says Adam, remember, this is the GM and the head coach currently. He's the guy that just traded the Chiefs, this linebacker, a former first-round pick for a sixth-rounder after all offseason. The previous GM was holding him up for a fourth-round pick. So you're telling me this guy that we just mentioned, their new head coach, their new GM, Adam Gase, he's willing to do what with Le'Veon Bell?
Is there a chance they would trade him before the season started? Any chance?
If a team is interested, yeah, I could see it. I don't know what team right now is looking for a running back, but I think that Adam would do that in a second.
I got to tell you, Chiefs should do it. Chiefs should do it. If they're actually being, if that's true, and I have no reason to believe that John Clayton is not being honest, if that is true, then the Chiefs should make the deal. They should at least call to see what the price is. And if it's a third-round pick or less, the Chiefs should trade for Le'Veon Bell. There are three things that need to go into any trade for any NFL team. The first is need. I think the Chiefs could use another pass catcher. I think the Chiefs could certainly stand to upgrade at running back. Now, they don't need a running back. I think Damian Williams is fine. But if you're telling me a guy who had 85 catches the last time we saw him in the NFL, which is exactly what Le'Veon Bell did. By the way, that's more than Sammy Watkins is expected to have this year. If you're telling me that guy becomes available, okay, yeah, there's a need for that on this Chiefs team. The second thing is the price. So a lot of you probably hear me say the Chiefs should trade for Le'Veon Bell, and you're like, you're crazy. That's a huge contract. There's no reason for the Chiefs to trade for that. Actually, it's pretty reasonable. Because the Jets have already paid him $8 million as part of his contracts. The Chiefs never have to pay. They already paid him the $3 million roster bonus. Chiefs don't have to pay that. That's $11 million of Le'Veon Bell's contract. Pretend it never existed if you're the Chiefs. So if the Chiefs were to trade for Le'Veon Bell, they would owe him $3.5 million this year and $13 million next year. So you basically are getting 2 years and $16 million total. And then you can cut him and you can be done with him. As Le'Veon Bell's contract, okay, the price seems reasonable to me. And the last thing you need to have, if you're going to make a trade like this, is the ability to do so. Because normally, if you've got a running back who is arguably one of the three best in the league, that is going to make $16.5 million over the next 2 years, that guy's not available. So there's not the ability to be able to trade for him. Based on what we just heard from John Clayton, it sure sounds like the ability is there to be able to trade for Le'Veon Bell. All of the elements of a trade are there. The only question that I would have is what would the Jets need to get? If you're talking about a second-round pick, okay, yeah, well, that's not going to happen. Chiefs aren't trading a second-round pick for Le'Veon Bell. It's just too much. If you're telling me it's going to take a third or less, yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about that. Because an 85, a guy that can catch you 85 passes, guy that can line up in the slot for you when Tyreek Hill is out, guy that can carry the ball 300 times for you if you need him to, yeah, you get into January with Le'Veon Bell and Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and Travis Kelce and Damian Williams as a backup with Patrick Mahomes leading the charge and Andy Reid calling plays for him, yeah, hell yeah, man. Sign me up for that. I know there's going to be a lot of people in our audience that say that this is absolutely not what they should do. I disagree. I think this is exactly what they should do. I understand the arguments against it. It's expensive. $13.5 million in year two, that's a lot of money for a running back. But he's the best in the game right now. And if you can upgrade at that position for $3.5 million this year when you're in a win-now window and you're trying to win a Super Bowl, sign me up for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.